Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about Bob Marley, One Love. This is the biopic about the reggae singer-songwriter. This movie was co-written and directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green. And it stars Kingsley Ben-Adir as the titular character, and alongside Lashana Lynch and James Norton. I had heard that they had been trying to make a Bob Marley film for a while. And, you know, I think because his children were heavily involved with the project, they wanted to find the right actor to kind of bring their father to life, which I completely understand. I know Bob Marley's oldest son, Ziggy Marley, he's a producer on the film as well. And a lot of people didn't, you know, the controversy was that Kingsley Ben-Adir was not really fit to play the role because he was a British actor. But at the same time, I honestly think they made the right call casting him in this role, because I think he did a fantastic job. He really did. And this film was really good. I've been a big fan of biopics for a long time. I was very, very unaware of a lot of stuff that went on in Bob Marley's life and his rise to fame. What's interesting about Bob is the fact that, you know, his career spanned from the mid-70s all the way until his untimely passing in the early 80s and things like that. But this guy accomplished so much, and the story picks up from him doing a free concert in Jamaica during Jamaica's, you know, Civil War and everything like that, all the way to the rise in popularity that he had in the late 70s going into the 80s and things like that. They briefly touched on his sickness and illness, which, you know, tragically ended his life in 1981. But you know, it was really just about him trying to bring peace to the world and through the music and everything like that. And this was a really interesting story behind the scenes and everything like that, behind what was going on in his personal life and what was going on through his professional life and things like that. So, yeah, it's crazy. From, you know, attempts were made on his life, you know, to the fact that, you know, he was the father to a number of kids from a number of different women and things like that. And the idea that he was one of the reasons that, you know, the world, you know, was finding peace in other parts of the world rather than the United States, but also in Germany and France and the UK and Africa and places like that. And the fact that he wanted to bring peace to the world through his music was just an incredible story, to say the least. Now, the movie does have the same earmarks as a lot of other biopics like this. You know, Rockin' Man did the same thing, where he didn't really have a drug problem or anything like that. His main issue was the fact that he develops, I think they call it melanoma, and the fact that he didn't want to get treatment for it because he didn't want to stop performing and stop doing all this other stuff and everything like that, and continue to perform the way he was just incredible. But the fact that choosing to go on and keep performing at the level that he was doing was really what did him in, because by the time, they don't mention it in the movie, and just something that I read about, it's just the fact that, you know, he was really, really trying to spread the message of love and peace and unity throughout the world and everything like that. And even at the cost of his own life, you know, he was willing to do that. And they say it in the movie, like, sometimes the messenger becomes the message. And you know, they showed the formation of his, one of his most popular albums was Exodus and everything like that. And, you know, some of his iconic songs like One and Everything Is Gonna Be All Right and things like that. You saw the making of those songs, and you saw the making of a lot of stuff. The inspiration that he had, not only from himself, but the inspiration that he had on others around him to kind of go and do things differently and things like that. This was a really, really good movie. You know, I saw this the same time that I saw Madame Web, and I just needed to watch something a little bit better, because I was so disappointed with Madame Web that I was like, well, I kind of did want to see the Bob Marley film, and I gotta say, I was very impressed. I really was. The performance from both Kingsley and Lynch, both of those performances, Bob and Rita Marley, carry the entire film. You know, from their pact with one another, you know, the idea that they are married and everything like that. It's not in a traditional sense, but it is, it's their emotional bond that they have with one another that kind of carry you through the entire film and everything like that. So that's really what kind of carries the story all the way around. The writing of this film, I give Ronaldo a lot of credit, because he did write the film King Richard, you know, which is what got Will Smith his Oscar and everything like that. But that was one story from, you know, a man raising his two daughter, well, his entire family in Compton, towards this one feels a little bit different, because now not only is he the writer or one of the co-writers of the film, but he's also directing this film. And I think he really encaptured the look and feel of Bob Marley in the late 70s going into the 80s. The look and feel of like a civil war in Jamaica and things like that. That was really good and everything like that. Just the struggle and the constant battles that Bob had to face, both professionally and personally, was just incredible. And Kingsley's performance alone is really what kind of sets it apart from other biopics and everything like that. You know, you see the struggle within him. You know, the idea that, you know, people are trying to rob him of what he's just trying to bring peace to the world. And, you know, this, he's trying to bring peace to the world at a time when the world is at war. And it really does kind of do something like that. There's a lot of times like that. Peace, love, and harmony was kind of the big thing in the 60s and the late 70s and things like that. But for him, it was his entire life because of how he was brought up. And there was a lot of fascinating things about his childhood that really kind of took me by surprise, because it wasn't the stereotypical, you know, a guy that comes from nothing ends up being a big star and everything like that. You know, he really had to be, not necessarily from nothing, but just kind of, you know, left with nothing. He's abandoned and, you know, and everything like that. And it really kind of goes to show you that even though he was abandoned, he still, and the people that kind of took him in earlier on, they put in the ideology within him of being together, being one, being united, being a family and everything like that. That's what it all meant to him. And he was trying to take that message, and through the reggae music that he had made, just trying to send as much love and positivity and prosperity and unity throughout the world. And, you know, like I said earlier, you know, his music was that message. And sometimes the message is the messenger becomes the message in a lot of ways and things like that. But this was a great film. I know a lot of people were a little bit iffy about it, but I really do think it's a great film. If you're a Bob Marley fan, definitely check it out. If you're a fan of reggae music, definitely check it out. If you're a fan of Kingsley Ben-Adur, definitely check it out and everything like that. This was really, really something special. You know, I saw it, and there was quite a lot of people in the theater when I saw this one and everything like that. So if you're looking for something to watch this coming weekend, or, you know, just in general, this would have been the one to watch. I think the idea that, the idea of bringing everybody together through music and through a positive message through music was just something really inspiring and really, really, something so special, especially on the weekend after Valentine's Day. So definitely check it out. But that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about Bob Marley, One Love. Have you seen it? What did you think about it? What is your favorite Bob Marley song? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Yesterday's episode was the Madam Web. Today is Bob Marley, One Love. Tomorrow we'll probably do either another film or maybe even The Equalizer as we, you know, continue on our way out. I believe this weekend is the upcoming WWE Premium Live event. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.